Welcome to Inside Analog Photography Radio Program. I'm your host, Scott Shepard, and of course, the Inside Analog Photography Radio Program is all about traditional process photography. We talk about instant photography. We talk about black and white. We talk about color film. We talk about dry plate, wet plate, you name it, alternate printing processes, everything going on in analog photography. And of course, the Inside Analog Photography Radio Program is brought to you by Fujifilm over at www.fujifilmusa.com/professional, making life more colorful. Our friends at Richard Photo Lab, www.richardphotolab.com, DR5, www.dr5.com, Iger Studios, check them out, igerstudios.com, and of course, Upstrap at upstrap-pro.com. Our media partners, www.apug.org, the Analog Photography User Group, the community for analog photography, our photographic philanthropy partner, George Eastman House International Museum of Photography and Film, www.geh.org. Today on Inside Analog Photography Radio Program, we're going to have with us Scott DiSabato from Eastman Kodak. Scott is the Pro Film Marketing Manager in the U.S. We're going to talk about a brand new offering in a color negative C41 film. Scott, how's it going today?
Great, Scott.
Good stuff going on here in the land of analog photography. Great for you joining us here on Inside Analog Photo. We have new products in the realm of color analog photography. This is great. So, Scotty, let's talk about what's going on here.
Yeah, certainly. Let me take you back to a little more than a year ago. We had introduced the brand new Ektar 100 film in 35mm. Our only plan was to introduce it in 35mm. This was technology we borrowed from our motion picture group, Vision Films, with its incredible grain structure. It is the finest grain color negative film made. We figured the enlargement capability with this product and the punchiness of the color palette, 35 would be just fine. 35 has such a great installed base out there, and away we go. So as we introduced this product at Photokina, and then about a month later at Photo Plus in New York City, we were just inundated with requests from the medium format photographers. When are you going to offer this in 120? And we really had no plans, but it was pretty overwhelming. So about a year ago, we introduced the product in 120. And I got to say, we were just very excited by the results that we've seen with the product. And it helped the color negative portion of our business. And roll film actually ended up being the strongest portion of our portfolio in 2009. But the whole time we were hearing from the medium format photographers, there was consistent requests coming from the large format photographers, just not as many. So as we've been kind of calculating that over the past year, definitely taking stock in conversations we're having with photographers at trade shows, listening to dealers, and definitely the hits we're getting from our website about these sort of requests, we're going to introduce this product in both 4x5 and 8x10. And it should be available in the U.S. in the mid-March timeframe. So we're very excited about that. And again, this film is unlike any other color negative film out there. The image structure is second to none. It's got really nice high saturation, but it does so without having a high contrast position. It builds a nice amount of dye in the film itself that contributes to all that punch. But that medium contrast means that whether you're printing optically or in a hybrid scanning environment, the shadow details and the highlight details are going to be closer in value and probably easily scanned by a broad range of scanners that exist out there. So we're excited, and I know a lot of photographers in large format really don't have alternatives other than film just because of the nature of the 4x5 and 8x10 design. So we're really excited to be able to offer this product in larger format now.
No, I think this is great, and I think that people that are shooting color in large format are really not optically printing these color neg, and this is definitely the happening gig now when it comes to a hybrid workflow that people are shooting large format portraiture, landscape, environmental, whatever, but now they can have such a large latitude and dynamic range with color neg over an E6 type chrome film that this just leads itself into people that are doing all kinds of hybrid workflow.
Yeah, clearly the exposure latitude that you gain by using a color negative film and the ability within a scan with a more moderate gamma of this film will really lead to, I think, some great, great photography and imaging. And you're right, scanning is really a big part of what a lot of large format photographers are participating in. So we're very excited. I can't wait to unleash this and see what sort of results we get out of this. And, of course, I'm excited. Last year was capped off by the great success that we had with the Ektar films in roll formats. I'm very excited to introduce this product and have photographers make incredible images with it.
What do you see, Scott, as the target market for someone that's going to be shooting this large format Ektar?
Well, I always hate to pigeonhole a film because I think photographers probably, once they have a chance to test it out, are the best to say what it's good for. I actually view this as a pretty well-rounded film. And while we create the portrait films that we make in large format as well, they do skin tones so well. They do the neutral scale beautifully. When they encounter color, they do a pretty terrific job there. But from what I've seen of this film, it's pretty darn good at skin tones too. It's really incredible with color. Of course, the image structure on this will allow you to get a level of detail that I don't think anything else is really going to be available to you, digital or traditional, in the color space. So certainly I think nature photography, outdoor photography are going to be perfectly suited for this. But I can also see commercial photographers utilizing this whole range from fashion to food, architectural photography, where the long exposures and color that you're trying to achieve, it might work perfectly with this film. So I really think it has a lot of options, and I think it's just going to play itself very nicely into what a lot of 4x5 and 8x10 photographers are looking for.
Do you find that this is going to dilute some of the large format sales in the portrait line?
Yeah, I think we should expect a couple of things. I think photographers that are using our 160 NC natural color are probably going to continue to be happy with that film. I think the photographers that use the 160 VC, the vivid color, might have the option. If the VC is halfway in between, if they're looking for a little bolder color, a little more snap, I think that the Ektar film can provide that. And I also think that if there are any competitive films out there, a lot of photographers might want to trial this product to see if it meets their needs as well. So, yeah, I think to a degree we're going to get some interest from some people that were using the VC film, but it is very different. And likewise, I also think that as color reversal shooters, people shooting chrome film today struggle a little bit to try to find labs that are convenient to them for processing. The possibility opens up where color negative could work out for a photographer that prefers to use film, but is having convenience issues, if you will, because their lab no longer offers that service, or possibly that lab is no longer available to them. So this really distills the great parts of a chrome film, that is image structure and bold color, and kind of meets it up nicely with more convenience. There's more C41 processing available than E6. The latitude you get in exposure with color negative film, I also think there is also latitude in processing the film. Chrome film has to be right on. It has to be excellent because that's the final product. Because color negative is open to one more generation of interpretation, whether it's scanned or in an optical enlarger, you also have a lot of flexibility there too. So it's exciting. It's a slightly different way to work, but I think if you are definitely invested in using film, or you just prefer the workflow or the look and feel of film, I think this is a great option for a broad range of photographers.
Scott, what have you heard feedback-wise from photographers that have been using Ektar and 35 and, of course, now with the 120 in regards to what they've been seeing with the film and how maybe people have been playing around with different exposures, over, underexposed, and playing around with the emulsion?
Number one, I think they're just very pleased to have professional emulsion that is giving them the impact. And I'll translate that in a few ways, but the image structure, the enlargement or scanning capability in this case is just superb. And so it really is just a great template, if you will, to put your work on because it's just so flexible after you've captured the image. And then the color saturation really differentiates it from anything else that we have in our portfolio. So the results that I've seen are just impactful and pretty stunning. And what I'm hearing just in terms of workflow, and this makes me feel really good, is that it's so easy to scan. People have had a very, very easy time scanning this film with the settings that we're recommending in a professional workflow. Our profiles or setups that were geared towards our Portra 160 VC work very nicely on Ektar. And on the consumer side, the Gold 200 position that we had works very nicely for Ektar. So if you're working with a lab that's not familiar with the film, that might be the way to point them or direct them if they've worked it out for those two films. So the workflow has been pretty easy in the hybrid environment, and the impact of the film has been pretty impressive. And the work I've seen underscores that. It looks like a lot of chrome work that I've seen in the past, just bold color, graphic, and beautiful.
Let's talk about pricing structure on this new emulsion. Are we going to see this to be the same as, say, an E6 chrome film, a Portra C41? How is this going to lay in between these different emulsions?
Yeah, I guess because every dealer charges what they charge, I can just position it relative to the existing products that we have in the marketplace. So I think you'll find that it is significantly less than the chrome films. The complexity of the chrome films is typically higher, basically because we don't get to share the platforms that we have with other areas of the color negative world, whether it's motion picture or our consumer side. Some of those things tend to drive price up a little more than color negative side. So it's going to be quite a bit less than the chrome stuff, and it is going to be less than our Portra pricing out there. So it's really kind of coming in underneath anything else we have available in color at this point in time.
No, I think this is great, and I think that people need to understand, too, as well as other types of emulsions. When you make a 4x5 or any large format film, it's on a thicker base stock than you would typically get even in medium format. So I think it goes to show that you guys are investing in this type of technology and to be making these large, massive runs of film in this new base thickness. It just goes to show, I think, the support of large format photographers and what you guys believe in, how good Ektar is doing now.
Yeah, we've had a good year, as I mentioned, but yeah, the loyalty to film among the large format photographer is just wonderful. And if anything, it seems like the interest is growing. So we definitely want to make sure that we're offering great products out there. When we see the market open for these sort of innovations that we bring to market, we'll be sure to do it.
So Scott, tell us here about packaging, the sizing, what's going to be available for the Ektar large format. Is it a 10-count box? Is it a 500-count sheet box? How's that going to come? And then let's talk about availability.
Oh, sure thing, Scott. We're going to introduce both of these products, 4x5 and 8x10, in 10-sheet boxes. And that's pretty standard in terms of what we've been offering on the color side for a number of years. And we've got to strike that balance between people that maybe are trying the product for the first time, maybe students that have limited budgets, and making sure they can get access to these products without a major cash outlay. So we're going to stick to the 10-sheet configuration of both 4x5 and 8x10. And I think that's a pretty good balance to come up with there. We're in production now, and we will start to ship the film, I believe, the end of March. So it should be available worldwide at the beginning of April. So coming right up, we've actually done a trial run of the product, and it looks superb.
Let's just refresh everybody's memory here. Where do they go to find out about this new Ektar, the new large format, what's going on with all the other emulsions and all the stuff that you guys are doing for analog photography?
Yeah, I think a good landing page for anyone interested in professional films would be kodak.com/go/professional, and you'll be at a page that kind of caters to the professional photographer. And along the side, you'll be able to navigate and find different products, including our color negative portfolio, and I think the Ektar is on that initial page live as well. And if you want to look for something very specific, in the upper right, you can go to our search within the website, and you'll be able to find almost anything you can think of.
Yeah, great stuff. Very cool to see you guys keep making new things, keep exploring new avenues for analog photography, and great to see Ektar in large format just to give people another option. I think it's a great time to be shooting film, and people should be very happy and lucky that we have all these great films available. And it's cool stuff that you guys are doing. And of course, always, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. We're excited as well and really looking forward to seeing some images on large format.
Well, there you go. Scott DiSabato, marketing manager for Pro Films, Eastman Kodak, talking about the brand new Ektar large format 4x5 and 8x10 films available coming around the 1st of April. Great stuff going on with Eastman Kodak, brand new color negative film for large format photography. Very cool stuff. Great to see the expansion of analog products and very cool to chat with Scott from Kodak today. The Inside Analog Photography radio program has been brought to you by Fujifilm, making life more colorful over at www.fujifilmusa.com. Our friends at Richard Photo Lab at richardphotolab.com. DR5 over at www.dr5.com. Iger Studios over at igerstudios.com. Upstrap at upstrap-pro.com. And of course, our media partners, APUG, the Analog Photography User Group, over at www.apug.org. Our photography philanthropy partners, George Eastman House International Museum of Photography and Film, over at www.geh.org. I've been your host, Scott Chipper, here on Inside Analog Photography Radio. We'll be back next week with more great analog photography.